我们今天有很多弟兄姐妹在退休会当中。
Today there are many brothers and sisters at the retreat.
大家有很多弟兄姐妹也是听了两天陈牧师的讲道。
And many have heard the preaching of Reverend Chen for the past 2 days.
陈牧师讲的是以基督为中心的生活。
And he preached a Christ-centered life.
他主要是大家如果昨天去听的话，你能知道他主要是讲的一个己的问题，一个怎样是对付。我们这个心中的自我。
And if you have heard his preaching, you know that he's targeting on how do we face this self-centeredness.
为什么这样呢？因为这个自我，这个己，其实是我们最大的偶像。
And why is this so? Because this self-centeredness is the greatest idol that we have.
其实所有的偶像，你其他的所有的偶像，你归根结底的话，你都会发现，其实是由这个己来造出来的。
And if you sum up all the idols, you realize that it stems from this self.
所以最终你追根结底的话，你都会发现，其实这个老我，啊，这个我，这个自我，这个己，是我们心中最大的，我们要去对付的这个偶像。
So if you reflect deeply, you find that this old self, this self-centeredness, is the greatest idol that we have to deal with.
所以我们今天也要借着这《何西阿书》的九章十到十七节来思考这个问题。
So we will preach from Hosea chapter 9, verses 10 through 17 to think of this problem again.
我们再借着这段经文，我们来思考几个问题。第一个就是说，他们拜偶像的这个结局是什么
？And first of all, we have to consider what is the end of worshiping in this idol.
然后第二个，我们来思考这个己的问题。
And secondly, then we'll think of this problem of self-centeredness.
好，然后我们也在第三个，我们要思考就是最终这个出路在哪里，这个救恩在哪里。
Then we have to think of where is the salvation and the solution to this problem.
我们要怎样才能胜过这个己，这个最大的偶像
？How can we gain victory over this idol of self?
好，我们先来读一下这段经文。我邀请弟兄姐妹起立，我们用起立的方式一起来读一下。
I invite you to stand and rise as we read responsively.
我读一节，请弟兄姐妹读一节。
I'll read one verse and may you respond with the next.
第十节，主说：“我遇见以色列如葡萄在旷野，我看见你们的列祖如无花果树上吹季粗熟的果子，他们却来到巴利皮尔，专拜那可羞耻的，就成为可憎恶的，与他们所爱的一样。”
Ephraim's glory shall fly away like a bird. No birth, no pregnancy, no conception.
纵然养大儿女，我却必使他们丧子，甚至不留一个。我离弃他们，他们就有祸了。
Ephraim, as I have seen, was like a young palm planted in the meadow. But Ephraim must lead his children out to slaughter.
耶和华啊，求你加给他们，加什么呢？要使他们胎坠如干。
Every evil of theirs is in Gilgal. There I began to hate them because of the wickedness of their deed. I will drive them out of my house. I will love them no more. All their princes are rebels.
以法莲受责罚，根本枯干，必不能结果。既或生产，我必杀他们所生的爱子。
My God will reject them because they have not listened to him. They shall be wanderers among the nations.
这神的话语，我们一起祷告。
The word of Lord, let us pray.
天父，亲爱的主，我们把这段话语仰望交托在你的手中。
O Lord, Heavenly Father, we commit this section of Scripture into your hands.
我们在这里向你祷告，求你在我们的当中，求你圣灵降临在我们的当中。
We pray that you will send your Spirit among us right here.
主，我们求你的圣灵在这里居首位掌王权，也求你的圣灵来膏抹孩子。
And we pray that your Spirit may be exalted and you may anoint the preacher.
主，让孩子能够忠心放胆地传讲你的话语。
That he may preach your word faithfully and boldly.
我们这样的祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，大家请坐。
Please be seated.
所以今天我们就要讲，这几点。第一个就是说，我们，在这里看到就出狱以法莲，就是上帝在这里提到他初次拣选以法莲，拣选以色列人的时候是怎么样的一个光景。
And so we'll talk on several points. The first of it is the first encounter with Ephraim, how God has chosen Israelites.
然后第二点就讲到以色列的堕落，然后以色列人他是怎样的堕落。
And then we'll look at how Israel fall.
那堕落之后，因为他们拜偶像堕落，堕落之后的后果是什么？结局是什么
？And after their fall, because of their idolatry, what's the consequences?
然后最后讲到这个救赎之路，那救赎之路在哪里？
And finally we'll talk about where is this road.
这个出路在哪里？这个解决的办法在哪里？
Where is the solution to this problem?
让我们要思考这些问题。
We'll think through these questions.
首先我们看初遇以法莲。
So first we'll the first encounter with Ephraim.
然后在第十节，主说，耶和华说，上帝说，我遇见以色列的时候，遇见以法莲的时候，好像是葡萄在旷野。
So the Lord said in verse 10 that he's like grapes in the wilderness when he found Israel.
他说我看见你们列祖的时候，以色列的列祖的时候，像亚伯拉罕、雅各、以撒，那个时候就如无花果树上吹季粗熟的果子。
And he said, when I saw your fathers, that is the patriarchs, is like the first fruits of the fig tree in its first season.
是我看以法莲，以法莲就以色列，代表以色列。我看以法莲如推罗栽于美地。
And so Ephraim is like a good place, a good land.
所以上帝在这里用了三个 picture， 三个图画，让我们来，让我们感觉，让我们能够感受，让我们能够想象到上帝初次与以色列人，拣选以色列人与他们立约的时候那样的一个那样的一个情景。
So these three pictures shows us that the first encounter of God of Israel, how He has covenanted with them.
所以我们看到是葡萄在旷野，旷野在这个希伯来文这个原文里面，它有两个意思，一个意思就是干旱的地方，像荒漠。
And so wilderness in the Hebrew, there is two meanings to it. The first is the place of arid dryness.
但还有另外一个意思，就是说它有草地，是草地的意思。
And second, it's a place of meadow, a place with grass.
所以在这里应该理解成草地，那么就是在葡萄，在这个旷野里面，在这个草地上面有葡萄树长起来，然后结出那个累累的果实。
And so these grapes grow in this plain with grasses, and it has fruits on it.
所以这是一个很美的一个图片。
It's a very beautiful picture.
因为这个葡萄是代表这个丰产，是不是？代表这个产出。
Because grapes signify fruitfulness.
然后我们看第二个图画，第二个图画好像是在吹祭那个无花果树上粗熟的果子。
And second picture is like the first fruit in the first season on the fig tree.
我不知道大家有没有见过无花果树。
I don't know whether you have seen a fig tree before.
我知道我们很少见过无花果树，但我记得我小的时候，我们家里有种过无花果树。
I remember when I was young, we had a fig tree in our house.
虽然很少，但是我就种过。那个无花果树在吹季的时候，那个树叶长起来很茂盛。
Even in the spring when it grows up, there is a lot of leaves on it.
然后在树叶当中有那个无花果，刚开始是青色的。
And among the leaves, there's this fig fruit.
和树叶的颜色是一样的，所以你会看起来那个给人的一种感觉是很有生机。很美的那个感觉。
So at first it's green, and so you see it is full of life.
然后第三个，他说如推罗栽于美地。
And third, he says it's like a young palm planted in a meadow.
如果你去看 ESV 的版本的话，它是如棕榈树栽于美地。
And so ESV says it's like a young palm planted in a meadow.
为什么在这里中文翻成推罗，在那个 ESV 翻成棕榈树呢？
Why is it in Chinese it's tire, but in ESV it's palm?
就是以为那个推罗这个希伯来文是错，然后那个棕榈树那个希伯来文是错的。
And so because the Hebrew word for tire and palm is the same word.
不是什么word，它有，对，它有一点点的区别，就是最后那个辅音字母有一点点的区别。
There's just a little bit of stroke differences in Hebrew.
然后推罗呢，最后那个辅音字母那个拐弯那个弯是圆的。
So for Tyre, there's a rounded corner on this Hebrew word.
但是那个棕榈树那个拐弯那个弯是直角。
But for this word of palm, it's a straight corner.
所以就这么一点区别，所以那个 ESV 就认为他们当时抄的时候抄错了。
So ESV thought that is a copying mistake.
所以 ESV 就把它翻成棕榈树栽于美地。
It translated is as a young palm planted in the meadow.
那么在这里我是按 ESV 来版本来解释，因为我是觉得这个比较 make sense。
And I'll explain according to the ESV version.
那美地是什么？美地的话，英文是 meadow.
And what is this meadow?
那 meadow 的话，它是和那个草原又不一样。那么 meadow 里面长的草是比较高一点的，然后草原里面长的草是比较矮一点。
Meadow is different from wilderness as we've seen earlier because the grasses are taller.
而如果你去我们那个奥兰多那个湿地公园，你会看到那里面长的那些草，那就有点像 meadow.
And so if you go to Orlando Swamp Gardens, you will see those grasses that's high, it's like those in meadow.
所以你在那个湿地公园，你会看到很多那个棕榈树，长得高高的那个棕榈树。
And you will see the trees growing tall in the swamps.
你也会看到，就是说那个在那个就是说 ，the meadow 里面有很多那个矮的高榈树，长得很密的那个棕榈树。 树。
And there's a lot of trees that's very, very dense down there.
所以这就给我们看到那个这个棕榈树栽于那个美地，栽在那个麦斗里面，它是一个很生机勃发的那个样子。
And so when this palm is planted in a meadow, it's a very, it's full of life.
所以这三个图画都给我们一个感觉，就是以色列当上帝初次遇到以色列的时候，拣选他们的时候，亚伯拉罕、雅各、以撒的时候，他们是一个就是多结果子的这么一个状况。
So this tree picture shows us that when God chose them, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob at the first, they are full of fruit and full of life.
所以这是一个很美好的状况。
It's a very good situation.
这个很容易让我们想起，就是说在我们人类在人之初的时候，我们在伊甸园里的时候。
It reminds us that humanity at its start in the Garden of Eden.
在伊甸园里的时候，上帝把我们放在这个园子里面，那个园子里面是极美的一个园子，里面很东西都很丰富，丰富到是极大的一个丰富。
God has placed us in this wonderful bountiness in the garden.
所以在创世纪的第一章、第二章的时候，我们看到神在六天创造了万物，然后前五天都说很好，前五天都说好 ，good。
Genesis 1 and 2, you see that every day of creation, God declares it to be good.
然后在第六天创造人的时候，神说甚好。
And so on the sixth day, when God created man, he says he's very good.
所以神对这个创造很满意，对伊甸园里面人在伊甸园里面那个处境很满意。
God is very pleased with his creation of mankind in Eden.
所以这就像我们的世外桃源的伊甸园。
So Eden is like this garden out of heaven.
但是我们往后看，我们看到以色列的堕落。
But as we go on, we see Israel fall.
同样在第十节，上帝在这里却说，他们以色列人却来到巴利皮尔，在那里行可憎恶的事，可羞耻的事情。
And in verse 10, God says, but they came to Baal Peor and they consecrated themselves to the thing of shame.
那皮尔是一个地方，这个地方以拜巴利为名，所以就后来就被称为巴利皮尔。
So Peor is a place, and because the people worship Baal there, it became Baal Peor.
所以他们在 Peor 这个地方拜巴利，拜那个假神。
And in Peor, they worship the false god Baal.
那么巴利是在迦南地、迦南诸族里面迦南人他们拜的一个神，
so、
一拜的一个偶像。
Baal is a deity that the Canaanites worship.
那么迦南人他认为他们最初的那个神叫埃尔，然后埃尔有三个儿子，巴利是他其中的一个儿子。
And so the Canaanites worship El, and then one of the sons of El is Baal.
然后其实巴利有两个兄弟，一个是死亡之神，一个是海洋之神。
And so Baal has two other brothers. One is the god of death, the other is.
然后巴利就胜过了这两个兄弟，所以说巴利成为一个最强的那个神。
So Baal overpowered them and became the greatest god.
所以迦南人拜巴利。
So the Canaanites worship Baal.
那以色列人来到迦南的时候，他们也跟着迦南人一起拜巴利。
When the Israelites came to Canaan, they followed suit and worshiped Baal as well.
所以他们在这里拜偶像。
So here they worshiped idolatry.
所以在第十节，所以就为什么在第十节说他们却来到巴利皮尔行那可羞耻的事情。
That's why in verse 10 they came to Baal Peor and consecrated themselves to the.
然后在十五节，耶和华又说，他们一切的恶事都在基加，我在那里憎恶他们。
And then in verse 15, God says, every evil of theirs is in Gilgal, and I begin to.
他们在那里行恶，他们的首领是悖逆的。
Their wickedness of their deeds is there, and their leaders are rebels.
那基加这个地方是一个什么地方
？What is this place in Gilgal?
基加是以色列人跨过那个约旦河，他们从约旦河的东岸跨过约旦河之后，然后踏上的第一片土地。
It's the first place that they crossed after crossing Jordan from the east when Israel entered.
是在他们攻陷耶利哥之前跨上的那个第一片土地。
It's the land before they take Jericho.
所以他们跨过约旦河之后，来到基加这个地方，然后他们从约旦河里取了12块石头，然后在那里纪念，作为一个纪念，说这是神为我们行的奇事。
And so when they crossed the river Jordan, they took 12 memorial stones and they put it at Gilgal to.
因为当他们的祭司抬着那个约柜跨进约旦河的时候，约旦河就分开了。
Because when the priests carried the ark through the Jordan parted and they crossed the river.
所以他们取了12个石头来纪念这个事情。
They took 12 stones as memorial stones for this event.
也同样是在基加，然后约书亚在早上起来，他碰见一个人，这个人就后来就是耶和华军队的元帅。
It's also in Gilgal that Joshua met the Lord, the commander of the Israel.
那约书亚问他，你来是帮助我的还是敌对的我？
Joshua,
但是这个人说，我是耶和华军队的元帅。
Joshua asks, "Are you for us or against us?" And the Lord says, "I am for the Lord."
同样是在吉加这个地方，以色列人在旷野四十年，他们没有守逾越节，但是在这里，他们第一次守逾越节。
And so for the 40 years in the wilderness, they didn't have Passover, but at Gilgal, they had their first Passover again.
那同样是在这个吉加的地方，在四十年当中，他们新的一代出生了，他们没有行割礼，但在吉加的地方，他们第一次行割礼，来纪念耶和华与他们的列祖亚伯拉罕所立的约。
In the same way, all the people who entered after the 40 years of wandering, they were circumcised in Gilgal.
所以你看到吉加这个地方在以色列人当中的地位。
So you see Gilgal and the importance of its place in the Israel history.
当约书亚带领那个以色列人南征北战的时候，吉加就是他们的中心，是他们的根据地。
So when Joshua led the campaigns on the northern and the southern, Gilgal became the center.
然后在撒母耳记你也看到吉加成为他们敬拜耶和华的中心。
And in First and Second Samuel, you see Gilgal became the centers of worship.
所以吉加对以色列人来说，就好像有点像费城对美国人来说一样。
So Gilgal is kind of like Philadelphia to the U.S.
那里有很多很美好的回忆，有很多很值得纪念的东西。
There is many things to remember and great memory and memorials over there.
所以我记得。我当初住在费城的时候，那费城有一条河，我忘记那条河是什么名字。
And I was living in Philadelphia. I forgot this name of the river.
这很惭愧，没有不注意这些东西。Smoky River, Smoky, OK. 就那个河很漂亮。
It's a very beautiful river.
但那个河上有很多桥，有那么几座桥。这个桥你到那一看，你就知道这个桥有很悠久的历史。
And there are several bridges on the river, and if you look at the bridges, you know that there is a wonderful history.
我觉得那个至少是上百年，所以你到一到那个桥上，那个厚重的历史气息就扑面而来。
And so when you are there, the bridge, you feel the history coming towards you.
所以费城是一个很有历史、有那个厚重历史的城市。
So Philadelphia is a city that's full of history.
那就像杭州对中国人来说一样。
Just like Hangzhou to the Chinese.
所以杭州也是一个很有历史和厚重历史气息的一个城市。
Hangzhou is also a place that's full of history.
我从小长大有个朋友，他后来去北京工作。
I have a friend as I was growing up who went to Beijing to work later on.
那有一次，他和他的一个同事，他们来杭州玩。
And once he and his colleague came to Hangzhou to play.
我记得就他们最玩的最后一天，他们那天下着小雨，然后他们在灵隐寺里面，然后就想起古诗。古词，然后在那里背诵古诗古词。
I remember the last day of their visit. It was raining a little bit, and they were reciting old poems.
我跟他们说，你们的飞机快到了，快晚点了，赶紧走。
I told them your flight is about to go. Please go.
他们都不愿意走。
They are not willing to.
然后他们还是说，下次一定再来。
And they said we'll come back again.
为什么？因为他们在那里感受到那种气息，他们想起那个苏东坡，想起白居易。
And because they were there, they were recounted of the poems of the old.
所以吉加对以色列人来说是有很多的历史的事情。
So Gilgal has a lot of history to Israelites.
他们列祖在这里和耶和华有美好的关系。
Their forefathers here have a wonderful relationship with the Lord.
但是在这里吉加这个地方，到今天到何西阿的时候，却变成耶和华所憎恶的地方。
But at the time of Hosea, it became a place that God hated.
所以我在那里憎恶他们。
There I began to hate them.
因为他们在吉加在那里拜偶像，拜巴利。
Because they are worshiping Baal and idols in Gilgal.
所以我们看到以色列的堕落。
You see the Israelites falling.
我们看到以色列，他神初遇他们的时候是多么的美好，但是现在他们堕落了，因为拜偶像堕落了。
So when God found Ephraim, they were so wonderful, but now because of idols, they've fallen.
这让我们想起亚当，亚当在和夏娃在伊甸园里面是多么的美好，但是因着他们的拜偶像，他们堕落了。
It reminds us of Adam and Eve, how wonderful they were in the garden, but because of their fall, they have sinned.
为什么他们拜偶像了？因为他们去拜那个撒旦，听撒旦的话，不听神的话。
And they've worshipped idol in Eden because they've listened to Satan.
所以因为他们听撒旦的话，所以他们违背神，所以他们堕落了。
Because they've listened to Satan, they rebel against God and they fall.
那堕落就会产生这个后果，拜偶像的后果是什么？
And then they will have these consequences of idolatry.
我们在第十节看到，首先看到就是与他们所爱的一样，与他们所拜的一样，拜偶像的人变得和偶像一样。
In verse 10, it says they became detestable like the thing they loved. Those who worship idols became idols themselves.
这句话是什么意思？如果一个人他以金钱为他的偶像，他整天想着就怎么赚钱，整天想着就是让自己的银行的账户里面多几个零。
If a person is always thinking about money and wanting to earn more and more money.
那你与这些人接触的时候，你又会感受到他满身的铜臭味，对不对
？And if you come across him, you feel that he is always very greedy.
所以他们就与他们所爱的一样，与他们所拜的那个偶像一样。
They become what they worship.
如果一个人以权力作为他的偶像的话，你与这个人接触的时候，你就会感觉这个人气势凌人，他有一种趾高气扬，就是很不舒服。
If a person worship authority and when you come across him, you feel being oppressed by his.
因为他们以权力为偶像，所以他们就有了权力之后，他们就觉得他们高人一等，所以他们就是变得和他们的偶像一样。
Because his idol is power, so when he has power, he feels that he is above all.
所以拜偶像的人变得和偶像。
So the person who worships the idol become that idol themselves.
所以那个保罗在罗马书里面，因为他们拜偶像，所以他们的思想就变得虚妄，那神也就任凭他们。
So Paul says in Romans that when they worship idols, their mind become futile, and God gave them over.
然后第二个方面，他们成为可憎恶的。第十节说，他们拜偶像变成与他们所爱的一样，就成为可憎恶的。
Second, they became detestable, just like the thing they loved.
然后十五节说，他们一切的恶事都在极佳，我在那里憎恶他们。
And in verse 15, I began to hate them. God.
所以他们在神的眼中不再是那个葡萄树在。那个葡萄树在那个旷野，也不再是那个棕榈树在那个门地，而是变成可憎恶的。
They are no longer the grapes in the wilderness or the palm in the middle, but they have become hated by God.
所以当亚当和夏娃吃了善恶果树以后，那个变成可憎恶的。
When Adam and Eve ate the fruit on the tree of the knowledge and evil, they became hated.
然后我们在这里看第四点，他们的荣耀必如鸟飞去。
And then fourthly, their glory shall fly away like a bird.
至于与法连人，至于以色列人，他们的荣耀必如鸟飞去。
Ephraim's glory shall fly away like a bird.
以色列人是神的百姓，是神的选民，在西乃山下，在出埃及记的十九章，神与他们立约是：你们要归我做圣洁的国度，做祭祀的国度。
Israel is a chosen people of God. That in the Mount Sinai, they have been chosen to be a holy nation, a people of God.
所以他们是神的选民，有那个荣耀在那里。
They are the elected of God, and they have this glory with them.
但是我们在后来看到以色列有一拜偶像变成什么样子
？But because of the idolatry, what has come upon them?
所以他们被列国所欺负，然后在列国当中成为笑柄，对不对
？They have been oppressed by the nations, and they became ridiculed.
当何西阿写何西阿书的时候，是他们这个以色列人不断的去向亚述进贡。
When Hosea was writing his book, the Israelites were giving gifts to Assyria.
他们向亚述进贡，然后进贡了以后心里不舒服，心里不舒服怎么办？又去想着办法，我去脱离亚述的控制，所以就去找埃及人。
When they gave gifts to Assyria, they still do not have peace in their hearts, and they went to look for help in Egypt.
他们找埃及人，然后又得罪亚述，那个亚述王又来过来攻陷他们，所以他们再向亚述进贡。
And then when they find Egypt, they were sinning against Assyria. Assyria came again, and they gave gifts to them again.
然后到最后，他们的王到最后一个王何西亚的时候，亚述军队过来就攻陷了以色列，攻陷撒玛利亚，然后以色列亡国。
And so on the last king Hosea, Assyria came and took over the whole city.
所以说，以色列他们的荣耀必如鸟飞去。
That's why the glory shall fly away like a bird.
那亚当和夏娃也是这样，他们本来是神在伊甸园里面说，你们要治理这地，因为人是万物之首。
And so Adam and Eve, likewise, they were supposed to be vice regents to be over all creation in the world.
所以神给人有那个荣耀，人算什么？但神却立他做万物之首。
And God has given this glory to man. That who is man that He has given us such glory?
那么神给人的这个荣耀去管理地上的天空飞的飞鸟，然后地上的走兽，海里游的东西。而且神给人这个荣耀去命名这些东西。
And God has given a man glory to rule over all the birds in the air, the creatures on the land, and the fishes in the sea.
但是亚当和夏娃因为的犯罪，所以失去了这个荣耀。
But Adam and Eve, because they have sinned, they have lost this glory.
所以，在那个创世纪第三章说，地必受咒诅，然后长出荆棘和蒺藜来，你要汗流满面才能够糊口。
That's why in Genesis 3 that the land will bear thorns and thorns, and you must be a sweat by your brow that you may feed yourself.
我们看到人从一个荣耀的地位变成一个劳碌的这个状态。
And from the position of glory, they have become a position of labor.
然后我们再往下面看，下一点就是它没有果效，不生产，不怀胎，不成孕。
And then you see that there's no birth, no pregnancy, no conception.
所以在十一节说，他们必不生产，不怀胎，也不成孕。
In verse 11, that's what it says: no birth, no pregnancy, no conception.
然后十二节说，他们纵然养大儿女，但是我却使他们丧子，甚至不留一个。
Even if they bring up children, I will bereave them till none is left.
十四节是一个问句，说耶和华。 求你加给他们，加给他们什么呢？
In verse 14 is the question, give them, O Lord, what will you give?
那后面这一句是回答，说要使他们胎坠如干。
And then the answer is, give them a miscarrying womb and dry breast.
胎坠是什么意思？就是胎还在肚子里面的时候就流产了。
And miscarrying womb means that the child is not born.
乳干就是说那个乳房没有不能够产奶。
And dry breast means there's no milk for the baby.
然后在十六节说以法莲受责罚根本枯干，他的根枯干了。
And in verse 16 that their root is dried up.
所以以色列从头到脚整个彻底的毁坏。
That from the bottom of their feet to the top of the head.
产生那个结果就是不能够结果。
There's no fruit in them.
他即使结果，也必杀他们所生的爱子。
And even if they bear fruit, their children may be taken away.
所以以法莲成为一个不结果，然后不生产的这么一个状态。
Ephraim became a fruitless and childless situation.
然后在下面一个结局，他说他们被神离弃。
And then in verse 12, they are departed by the Lord.
然后十二节里面说，我离弃他们，他们就有祸了。
And in verse 12, woe to them when I depart from them.
然后十五节说我必把他们从我必从我的土地上把他们赶出去不再怜爱他们。
And verse 15, I will drive them out of my house, I will drive them out of my land.
然后十七节说我必弃绝他们因为他们不听我所以必漂流在列国当中。
Verse 17, he says, my God will reject them because they have not listened to him.
你看到这些你又想到这是不是和那个亚当和夏娃所受的很像对不对很类似。
Again, it reminds us of Adam and Eve, what they have experienced.
所以亚当和夏娃吃了善恶果树以后那么神说我们要把他们从伊甸园里面赶出去让他们漂流在这个地上。
After they have eaten the forbidden fruit, God says, I will reject them that they may wander upon the land.
我不再怜爱他们我要咒诅这地使地长出荆棘和蒺藜来他们要汗流满面才能糊口。
I will not love them, but I will curse them that the ground they will have to eat by the sweat of their brow.
所以我们在这里看到就是说以色列的这个经历和这个亚当的经历是很像几乎是一个重复对不对
And so the experience of Israel mimics the experience of Adam. It's like a repetition.
然后最后的结局是什么最后的结局是毁坏毁灭
Finally, it's destruction in verse 13.
然后在十三节说以法莲要将自己的儿女带出来交与行杀戮的人就是被杀了对不对
Verse 13 says Ephraim must lead his children out to slaughter to be killed.
那十六节说以法莲受责罚我必杀他们所生的爱子
And then in verse 16, I will put their beloved children to death.
所以最后的那个结局是毁灭，是死亡。
So the final end is destruction and death.
所以当亚当和夏娃那个神对亚当夏娃说：“你不可吃这善恶树上的果子，因为你吃的日子必定死。”
And God told Adam, "You are not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. On the day that you eat it, you shall surely die."
所以亚当夏娃吃的日子就死了。
So when they ate of it, they died.
我们知道这个死指的是灵魂的死亡，指的是灵性的死亡。
And this death is talking about spiritual death.
也就是神不再怜悯他们，那么神向人的。所含的是愤怒，是震怒，神的震怒，人在神的震怒之下。
That is to say, God is now wrathful towards man instead of being merciful to them.
就像摩西在诗篇九十篇所说的那样，我们活在你的震怒之下，我们一生的年日好像一声叹息。
And just like Psalms 90, that we live under your wrath of God, and our life is but a breath.
所以我们在这里看到，就是说，以色列的历史其实和人的历史是何等的相似。
And if we see here that the history of Israel is just like the history of mankind.
那么在这里，在何西阿书里面看到他们出于上帝的时候是何多么的美好。
In Hosea, you see when they first encountered the Lord, and how wonderful it was.
好像葡萄树在旷野，好像棕榈树栽在那个美地。
It's like the grapes in the wilderness and the young palm in the meadow.
那么人类的最初的时候，在伊甸园里面也是多么的美好。
And same for humanity, they are wonderful in the Garden of Eden.
但是我们看到以色列堕落了。
But we see that Israel has fallen.
因为他们拜偶像，他们离弃带他们出埃及的耶和华。
Because they've worshipped idol and abandoned the God who led them out of Egypt.
那我们也看到亚当和夏娃堕落了。
And we also see Adam and Eve fall.
为什么？因为他们拜偶像，他们去听撒旦的话，他们去听神的话，蛇的话，不听神的话。
Because they worshipped idol and they listened to Satan and the serpent instead of God.
然后最后导致的结局是什么？以色列灭亡。
What's their final end? Israel, they die.
他们不再有荣耀，被神所弃绝，他灭亡。
They no longer have glory. They are rejected by God and destroyed.
亚当和夏娃的结局是什么？也就是死。
And what's the end of Adam and Eve? Death as well.
所以我们在这里看到，这中间的原因是中间的原因就是偶像。
And we see that the central reason is because of idols.
那我们在这里提到，我刚才提到，其实这个最大的偶像就是我们自己，就是个自我。
And I've mentioned that the greatest idol that we have is the idol of self.
所以亚当和夏娃他们是听了蛇的话去吃那善恶树的果子吗？
And Adam and Eve, did they listen to the serpent to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil?
其实他们最大的偶像还是他们自己。
Actually, the greatest idol is themselves.
所以当神对他说，你吃那个，神岂是对你说，园中所有树上的果子都不能吃的时候。
When the serpent asked them, did God really tell you that all the fruits of the garden you may not eat?
所以当夏娃回答的时候，其实他心里面已经有了他自己。
When Eve replied, she was already considering her own opinion.
她心里面已经有了她自己那个标准，自己那个自我在那里。
She has her own standard and she has her own self.
所以她不再按照神的那个标准，不再按照神的那个神的意义来去判断事情，而是按照自己的那个标准来判断。
She no longer judges according to the standards of God, but according to her own standards.
所以她自己就成为上帝和撒旦之间那个审判那个法官。
So she became the judge between God and Satan.
那上帝和撒旦成为在站在她面前受审的。
And God and Satan before her being judged by her.
我要按照我的标准来榨汁，哪个是对的？
And I will judge according to my standard which one is right.
所以你在这里看到，其实人最大的偶像是自己。
So you see here that even our greatest idol is ourselves.
因为人要自己做主，自己做主，所以他就制造出各种的偶像来，就是不愿意来到真实面前。
Because we want to be autonomous, we don't want to be before the Lord.
因为人知道来到真实面前的时候，我就必须把我自己放下，我必须就是降服在那里。
Because men know that if they have to come before God, they have to be humble before God.
所以我宁愿制造出各种各样的偶像，那因为这些偶像是受我控制的，所以最终是我自己做主的。
I'd rather have all these idols because these idols are created by me and I can manipulate them.
所以在这里看到，其实最大的偶像就是自己。
So the greatest idol we see is ourselves.
所以人胜过自己是很不容易的。
It's very hard for us to gain victory.
所以我们怎样才能够胜过自我，胜过这个己？
How can we overcome ourselves?
我们看到这个拜偶像。拜偶像最终的结局是灭亡。
And we see the final end of idolatry is death.
那我们说故事就到这里结束了吗？
But we ask, did the story just end here?
有没有出路？有没有一个反转？
Are there any reversals?
这个出路在哪里？这个救恩在哪里？
Where is this salvation? And where is the solution to the problem?
所以我们在最后两秒想到这个救赎之路。
So finally, we'll consider the solution.
我们刚才说这个最大的问题其实上是自己是个自我。
When I've mentioned previously, the greatest problem that we have is ourselves.
所以那个宋尚杰就是中国一个很著名的传道人，宋尚杰他说在他的日记当中，他写到就是说，其实基督教一个最大的一个秘诀就是舍己。
And so John Sung in his diary when he wrote that the greatest secret of Christianity actually is self-sacrifice.
什么意思？
What does it mean?
就是要放下自己，放下这个自我。
That is to deny yourself, put down your self-centeredness.
就是不再为自己，不再为自我活着。
You are no longer living for yourself.
就是不再在乎我自己的荣誉，不在乎我自己的名声，而是单单为神活着。
It's no longer about your own reputation, but you are living for the Lord.
其实这个和中国的文化是很相像的。
It's quite similar to the culture of China, actually.
为什么我会说中国的文化？我说中国的文化指的是中国道家的文化。
I'm talking about the morality of Taoism.
我在 Westminster 学习的时候，我们有一个系统学的老师叫 Oliphant.
And so when I was at Westminster, we have a systematic professor called Oliphant.
Oliphant 当时他说了一句话，他说在普遍启示当中，穆斯林是普遍启示的最高峰。
And so Oliphant says, among the general revelation, Muslim has the highest kind of revelation.
那我现在想的这句话是不对的。
And I'm thinking now that this should not be correct.
我觉得他说这句话，以为他是不懂中国文化。
I say this because I think he doesn't understand Chinese culture.
至少从我看来，这个道家的文化是比穆斯林更高的。
At least from my perspective, the Taoism revelation is higher.
它是在这个普遍启示当中比穆斯林更高的。
And among general revelation, they have a higher accuracy of what it is.
所以你如果看道家的话，老子的《道德经》的一个总的思想就是无为而治。
So,
就讲一个无为。
And so, if you look at Taoism, it's the idea of no, wait, no fear.
I don't know how to translate it. 哎，有没有好的翻译 ？Do nothing.
Doing nothing is better than doing anything.
Yeah. 那么，但是道家这个无为，并不是说我什么事情都不做。
It doesn't mean not doing anything at all.
他那个《道德经》中的无为，不是说什么事情都不做，而是他的无为的意思是说不为我自己去做事情。
The gist of it is that you're not doing things for yourself.
不为我自己的私欲，不为我自己的利益，不为我自己的名声去做事情。
You're not doing it for your own advantages or your reputation.
所以老子在后面说：“无为而无不为。”
And so Lao Tzu says that if you don't do these things, and then you will do everything.
所以就是意思就是说，你如果能够达到这种状态，不为我自己，不为这个己去做事情的话，你什么事都可以去做了。
That is to say, if you're not doing things for yourself, then you can do anything.
你看他讲的这个道理很厉害吧？
So it's a,
今天我们很多人没有想通这个道理。
Perhaps we have not think through this paradox that he's talking about.
所以老子说，你如果达到这个状态的话，就是所以天下莫能与之争，天下没有人可以与你争了。
So Lao Tzu say, if you have reached this standard, then nobody can compete with you anymore.
天下没有人可以胜过你了。
Nobody can overcome you.
所以这就是像昨天那个陈牧师说的一样，天下没有任何事情可以胜过你，只有你自己，就你能不能胜过你自己。
And that's what Reverend Chen says, that nobody can overcome you but yourself.
所以这最终的问题是一个己的问题，我能不能胜过这个己。
So finally, it's the problem of ourselves. Can we overcome ourselves?
所以老子讲的这个东西，他就是说我怎样能够胜过己呢？
And so when Lao Tzu says, "How can I overcome myself then?"
所以他的解决方案就是要天人合一，我要模仿这个天道去做。
And his solution is that I have to mimic heaven.
所以我们经常会听到一句话说"太上若水"，对不对？太上若水。就是最好的东西好像水一样，圣人好像水一样。
And so he says the best thing is like water, right?
为什么是若水呢？因为水善利万物而不争。
Because the water benefits all the rest, and it doesn't compete for itself.
对，它不为自己来争取什么东西。
It's not gaining anything for itself.
所以老子是从这个天道当中，他是说，所以我们要达到这个状态，就要去天人合一，要模仿这个天道来行事情。
If we have to find a solution, we have to mimic the nature of heaven.
所以我们行事为人要模仿这个天道。
And whatever that we do, we have to mimic this nature, this laws of heaven.
但是老子在这个里面的话，他们我觉得我想来想去，就是他没有提供那个动机。我出于什么的动机，我这么去做呢
？But Lao Tzu has not given us what motivation should we have to do this.
那么在这里，其实我们基督教也讲天人合一，对不对？我们讲要效法基督，对吗
？And of course, in Christianity, we also say we are to imitate Christ to become like
God. 因为基督就是神嘛，对吧
？Because Christ is God.
但我们效法基督，效法什么
？But what are we imitating when we say we imitate?
我们效法他是本来有神的形象，但是却放弃了这样的荣耀，放弃了这样的荣耀，却取了人的样式，而且为我们死在十字架上。
We imitate him because he has this glory of God, but he has.
我们效法他这种。效法他这种就是牺牲的无条件的爱。
And we imitate his self-sacrificial love and humility.
所以在我们基督教里面，怎样才能舍己呢？怎样才能够胜过这个自我
？So how can we overcome ourselves and be self-sacrificial in Christianity?
所以你回到那个里面就是那个爱。
And if you return back to the concept,
就是我们要不断的回到那个十字架上，耶稣基督为我们而死，因着爱为我们而死在十字架上。
We have to return to the idea that God, Christ died for us.
虽然这样的爱感动我们，这样的激励我们，让我们能够去放下我们自己，然后去爱。
This cross inspires us and calls us to give up ourselves to love others.
但老子讲的天人合一里面没有这个动机。
But in Lao Tzu's philosophy, there's no such motivation.
因为老子的那个他那个道的话，他是天地不仁，以万物为刍狗。
And because in his philosophy, there is no personality in heavens and earth.
他这个人，这个人的话，我们通常解释是有点解释错了，因为这个人的中文里面是一个左边是一个人，右边是二，是一个二字。
So is this idea of 人 in Chinese?
所以这个人就是说两个人之间的关系。
It's a relationship between two human.
那么刍狗是什么？刍狗是在中国古代祭祀的时候用稻草做的那个狗。用稻草做的狗。
It's a
狗。狗是 dog。
It's a dog that's been made by hay.
对。所以那个刍狗它是没有感情没有东西的。所以这个老子说天地不仁，就是说天地在做事情的时候，他不会考虑两者之间的关系，就我和你的关系，他不会把这个关系考虑在里面。
So when
它是一个公平的。
When Lao Tzu says this, heaven and earth is this 人 means that it's impersonal.
对，但是这样的话，老子的所以在道德经里面就很少有那个爱，就两者之间那个爱的关系。
That's why in his philosophy there is lacking of this motivation of love.
所以他虽然讲到这个效法天道，但是他少了那个动机，那个爱在哪里面
？Even though he says to mimic the laws of nature, but there is no idea of love.
而且还有更重要的东西，他没有解决那个罪的问题。
And of a greater importance, he doesn't solve the problem of sin.
因为他觉得你效法天道就可以了，就可以舍己，就可以放下自己。
Because he thinks that if you mimic the laws of heaven and nature, then you can be self-sacrificial.
但是其实人做不到。
But man, we cannot do it.
因为人是罪人。
Because we are sinners.
因为那个罪的问题没有被解决。
And this problem of sin has not been solved.
所以后来这个道家经常被误用，因为他这个误用是被必然的。为什么？就是他的误用是怎么被误用呢？是因为他要讲无为，就无我利他嘛，所以无为而无不为，所以最后要达到一个天下莫能与之争。
And so Taoism is abused later on because they wanted to do anything when you have reached this status.
所以最后我的状态，我的目的是为了达到天下莫能与我争。
Eventually, you want to reach a state where nobody can compete with you.
所以我这个无为无我利他的目的是为了达到天下莫能与我争。
So the motivation of doing all this self-sacrifice is to reach a stage where no one can compete with you.
最后那个还是一个我字在那里。
It is still a competition that you're doing.
所以你会看到，因为他没办法解决这个罪的问题，他没有办法解决这个问题，所以他这个没有办法给你提供一个这个出路来对来舍己来胜过这个自我。
Because it doesn't solve the problem of sin, it cannot give you a solution to be self-sacrificial.
所以他看到这个问题所在，但是没有办法提出一个真正的解决方案。
He sees the problem, but he cannot give us the solution.
但我们知道，在神自己来到这个世上。
But God Himself came to this earth.
神自己来到这个世上，他降世为人，他把他的道理启示给我们，把他的话语启示给我们。
He came to this earth incarnated, and He revealed His word to us.
所以我们知道，神借这个童女玛利亚圣灵感孕，然后来到这个世上。
Through the Virgin Mary and the conception of the Holy Spirit, He came to this earth.
他在地上这个33年的时间，最后他自己上到十字架上，被钉在十字架上。
And 33 years on this earth, eventually he died on the cross.
耶稣在上十字架之前，他是知道他要被钉在十字架上的。
Before
他要知道将来要发生什么事情。
Before Jesus went to the cross, he knew that he is going to die there, and he knew what's going to happen. He knew it all along.
所以就是在科西玛尼园，为什么祷告的时候汗如雨滴，然后滴下来。
That's why in Gethsemane, when he prayed, his sweat are like blood. His sweat are like blood drops.
但是他仍然是面对这个十字架，仍然上到十字架上，然后为我们舍命。
But he still died for us on the cross and faced.
因为他要解决那个罪的问题。
Because he seeks to solve the problem of sin.
他解决这个罪的问题，首先是我们所犯的罪，然后在神的面前涂抹。
First of all, is to clear and to cleanse our sin before God.
所以满足神的公义，所以我们才能重新与上帝和好。
To satisfy the divine righteousness of God, that we may be.
所以我们的灵才能够重新活过来。
That our spirit may be revived.
我们的灵才能重新活过来，才能与上帝连通，才能与上帝重新和好。
And our spirit may be revived, and we may be reconciled to God once again.
但是光这一点不够。
But just on this point is not enough.
因为我们还是罪人，我们那个罪的本质还在我们里面。
Because we're still
罪性还在我们里面。
Because we're still sinners, and we still have this sinful nature.
所以神做了第二件事情。
So God did a second thing.
第二件事情，他让圣灵住在我们的里面。
That is, He gave us the Holy Spirit to dwell in us.
所以圣灵在我们的里面运行，然后不断的借着神的话语来提醒我们。
So Holy Spirit dwelling in us and reminds us with the word of God.
不断借着神的话语来更新我们。
And through the word of God, He renews us.
所以不断借着神的话语，让我们能够放下这个自己，能够来胜过自己。
Through this word of God, that we may be self-sacrificial and overcome our self-centeredness.
所以最终才能够做到这个无我利他。
And that is the final aim, how we can reach this stage.
最终才能做到无为。
That we are no longer doing anything for ourselves.
所以最终才能够做到无为而无不为。
And then when we do that, we can do anything else.
所以这就是我们要跟随神，我们如何跟随神的，最后要达到那个境界。
This is what we're living after to be sanctified.
但是这是神的恩典做成的。
It's all according to God's grace.
所以我们在这里看到，在何西阿书里面看到，何西阿书的第九章虽然没有。提到这个救恩，但是在十四章提到了。
So even though Hosea 9 it doesn't talk about the salvation, but in chapter 14 it talks about it.
所以在第四节十四章的第四节提到，我必医治他们被盗的病。
In verse 4 and 14 it says, I will heal their apostasy.
我必甘心爱他们，因为我们的怒气，我的怒气向他们转消。
I will love them freely, for my anger has turned from them.
所以我医治他们被盗的病，怎么医治啊？
How does he heal their apostasy?
就是我们刚才讲的，耶稣基督道成肉身。
It's through the incarnation of Christ and His death.
怎么医治啊？
How does He heal?
就是圣灵住在我们的里面。
through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit,
让我们里面有耶稣复活的生命。
That we have this living life of Christ in us.
所以我医治他们被盗的病。
God says, I will heal their apostasy.
我要甘心爱他们。
And I will love them freely.
所以神爱我们不是因为我们怎么样，而是说他选择爱我们。
God loves us is not on our condition, but because of His.
因为我的怒气向他们转向，因着耶稣在十字架上的死，神的怒气向我们转向。
And because of the death of Christ on the cross, His anger has turned from us.
然后第五节，你看，我向以色列如甘露，他必如百合花开放，如黎巴嫩的树木扎根。
In verse 5, I will be like the dew to Israel; he shall blossom like the lily; he shall take root like the trees of Lebanon.
然后第六节说，他的枝条必延长，他的荣华如橄榄树，他的香气如黎巴嫩的香柏树。
And verse 6, his shoots shall spread out, his beauty shall be like the olive, and his fragrance.
我们在这里又看到很美的图画，你看到甘露是吧？百合花开放，黎巴嫩的那个，黎巴嫩的香柏树、橄榄树，荣华如橄榄树，很美的图画。
And you see a beautiful picture here of dew.
然后充满生机的图画。
It's full of life again.
充满繁荣的图画。
It's full of business.
让我想起就是神出于以色列的时候，他们如葡萄树在旷野。
It reminds us again when first God first encountered them.
如棕榈树栽在美地。
Like young palm in meadow.
所以神要恢复这一切的荣耀。
God restore all this glory.
这些东西都是在耶稣基督里面做成的。
All this is accomplished in
Jesus Christ. 或者因着耶稣基督所做的，然后要成就。
It's because of what Christ has accomplished.
说第七节说，曾住在他荫下的必回归，发旺如五谷，开花如葡萄树，他们的香气如黎巴嫩的酒。
And verse 7, they shall return and dwell beneath my shadow and shall flourish, and shall blossom, and shall be like the wine of Lebanon.
想到第七节，我们想到启示录的第七章，说到时候说从万族万邦，然后都有各种万族万邦，所以所有的人都来在神的面前敬拜神。
It reminds us of Revelation 7, where the great multitude of tongues and tribes and nations coming to worship God.
说最后要神要恢复。我们在伊甸园里面那个和神的那个关系和神的那个美好。
So eventually God will restore this relationship that we have with Him prior to Eden.
而且这个比伊甸园更好。
And it's even better than in Eden.
这是启示录里面21章、22章所描述的。
It's like what is described in Revelation 21:22.
神要与我们同在。
That God will be with us.
在那里有生命河要流出来。
And there will be a river of life flowing.
那其上的树木树叶能够医治百病。
And the trees will be healing for the nations.
所以这个我们看到，就是神在神的那个整个的救恩计划里面，神要借着耶稣基督来恢复他所有的一切。
And so in God's redemptive plan, God wants to through Christ to restore all things to Him.
所以只有在耶稣基督里面，我们才能够胜过我们的己。
It's only in Jesus Christ that we can overcome ourselves.
只有在耶稣基督里面，我们才能够除去那个最大的偶像，就是这个自我。
And only in Christ that we can remove this greatest idol that is ourselves.
所以我们在我们的生命当中，在我们的生活当中，不断要回归到耶稣基督的十字架。
So in our lives, we have to return repeatedly to the cross of Christ.
不断要思想耶稣基督在十字架上为我们而死。
We have to think of God's Christ's death for us.
不断要思想耶稣基督在十字架上那个无条件的那个牺牲的爱。
And this unconditional love that He has on the cross for us.
那个爱是没有条件的，不是因为我们比谁好。
That love is unconditional. It's not that we're better than others.
我们就是那个罪人，就是披着那个满身污秽衣裳的罪人。
We are that sinner with that filthy rags on us.
但神就是选择爱我们。
But God has chose to love us.
神就选择为我们而死。
God has chose to die for us.
所以我们今天能不能放下我们自己，我们能够效法基督，能够去无条件的去爱。
Today can we give up and deny ourselves and imitate Christ to love others?
不要因为别人对我好，别人尊重我才去爱他。
It's not to love others because they are treated us better.
而是因为神爱我，所以我就能够去爱别人。
But because God loved me, that's why I can love others.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，亲爱的主，我们感谢赞美你。
Oh Lord, Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praise to you.
我们感谢你为我们所成就的一切。
We give thanks to you for all that you have accomplished for us.
我们知道在你有生命之道。
We know that in you there is the way of life.
我们还跟从谁呢？
And who shall we follow?
主要愿你来帮助我们。
Oh Lord, may you help us.
让我们能够胜过我们自己。
That we can overcome ourselves.
让我们能够除去我们心中自我这个偶像。
That we can remove this idol of self within us.
主要让我们能够去爱。
That we can come and love.
让我们能够像你那样无条件的去爱。
That we can imitate you to love unconditionally.
让我们能够像你那样牺牲的去爱。
And that we can imitate you to love sacrificially.
主啊，愿你帮助我们。
Oh Lord, may you help us.
做我们这样的祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。